Back to the virus and the vaccine, the one that has been suspended here and in several European countries, but it's still being given to people in the north. In fact, people over the age of 50 there can get their appointments online to get that vaccine at large centres this week. So how is the suspension being viewed in the UK, where almost 12 million people have had a dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine so far? We can speak now to Professor Martin McKee. He's Professor of European Public Health at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Professor McKee, good morning.
Good morning.
Are people, how is this decision being received in Britain?
Well, I think I can say how it's being received more widely, not just in the UK, because obviously I'm talking to my colleagues across Europe all the time. The difficulty is that any suggestion of any problem with a vaccine has to be taken very seriously. But the number of cases that are being reported are well within what we would expect in a population of so far 5 million people across the continent, or across the European Union, that have been vaccinated with the AstraZeneca vaccine. The situation is that regulators are always extremely cautious, because even if there's no evidence on the basis of what we know now of a risk, once it's been raised as an issue, they know that should at some stage even one case be found to be linked to the vaccine, then they're going to come under really severe criticism, and it will damage confidence in the regulatory process. So they're going to focus very much on that potential for even a tiny number of cases, while obviously it's not their, much less their concern about the number of people who will get clots as a consequence of getting COVID because they're not being vaccinated. So I think part of this reflects the sort of general climate of concern about the presentation, the need to maintain confidence in the regulatory process. And I think that can at times lead to what many of us would feel is an overreaction on the basis of the evidence we have at the minute, but a recognition of why this is happening.
The vaccine progress in the UK, by comparison with the rest of Europe, it doesn't compare. They're so much further ahead. And the statistics, for example, on the number of people who are going to hospital sick because of COVID in Britain has fallen hugely in the last few months, albeit that they had an enormous amount of people in hospital to begin with.
Yeah, that's true. And of course, we need to recognise that the vaccine isn't a magic bullet in all of this. We need to combine all of the measures that reduce transmission and also improving the treatment as well of people who do get into hospital. So it has to be a comprehensive strategy. You can't just expect that the vaccine will solve every problem. But it is very good news. The other thing is that the UK has made the decision, which many of us believe is the correct one, that if you have 100 doses of vaccine, it's better to make sure that 100 people get 80-85% protection rather than 50% get 95% protection and the other half are left unvaccinated. So they're delaying the second dose. But that said, what it does demonstrate is that there was a lot of planning, and I've been very critical of many other aspects in the UK. The testing and tracing system was really not good at all, and many other things have been grossly mishandled. But they have got the vaccination programme right by leaving it to the NHS. I think that's the crucial factor, by not contracting it out. And I think that reminds us that really a vaccination programme is extremely complicated. It's not just getting the vaccine into the country, it's getting it from the national airport into everybody's arms, and that requires very detailed planning, which they've done.
Professor Martin McKee, Professor of European Public Health at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, thank you for speaking to us this morning. It's 2 minutes to 9.